Good afternoon, Shannon, and welcome to the program.
Hi, Damien. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's actually great to put a voice and face to the name. I've often seen your name on our community file, the Murray-Darling Junction Fishing Club. Where you, I believe you're involved with the one out at Fort Courage. Where's the background to all this, and how does it lead to today?
So we used to just go out there and stay there on the weekend, and we got sort of involved in the committee. We used to do catering and stuff as well, my mum, dad and myself. So we met friends out there and everything, and we then turned to thinking we would, you know, there's a long way for people in Mildura and that to go out there, and a lot of people would sort of say to me, you know, would like to go out there maybe. So I thought Wentworth, town on two rivers, bring some people into the town. And yeah, it just went from there. So we got together, the three of us, come up with a name.
And it's a good one.
It is a good name. It's good and catchy. And then we just decided we'll start it back in November 2019.
It seems longer ago than that.
Well, this is where COVID all of last year basically stopped us from being able to do a lot, I think. So actually, you know, it could have been the year before. Now I've lost my years.
Oh, I think everyone's like that, Shannon, with COVID. Yeah. I think that's one of the sadder things in my memory of the whole COVID thing is when we weren't allowed to go down to our own river and have a fish. I just thought you'd never see that day, but we did see it.
Exactly. That's the saddest thing. All of a sudden you couldn't go fishing. You're not allowed to even put your boat out in the water, and that hit the club pretty hard. So the last comp I think we had sort of at the beginning of last year, February, we were having around 70-odd people. So we're building it back up again now with trying to go in between restrictions, but we generally always get around 30 people at each comp, and we have one every month as well.
Yeah, well, that monthly competition comes up really quick the way life goes. And fishing, it's got some good TV coverage there. You get the Australian Fishing Championships and all the other fishing shows. Even in the cooler months in a fishing comp, do they still catch, like, you know, the yellow, even in the cooler months around St. Roger?
Yeah, not a lot of, though. There's a couple of good fishermen that always catch a yellow belly, yeah. Out of all the comps in cod season, we've only had one person actually catch a cod, too.
Not an easy
fish. It happens off comp weekend for people.
Shannon, like the old yellow belly perch, you said, you know some good fishermen. What's the difference, do you think?
That's something you'd have to ask one of the fishermen that go out all the time.
Well, they'll never tell you that, though. The old fishermen's like, well, they're on the bite. Where? Oh, down the river.
Exactly. And they won't tell you where.
Or any of their secrets. So I've sat on one side of a boat from another guy and not got a bite, and he's just wrenched them in. You just think, what am I doing wrong?
They could be using the same bait too, and this happens all the time. The ones that generally go out and bag out do it nearly every month. There's people out there that will pull up beside them and they'll be using the same bait, same technique, and cannot catch a fish. Distance, I suppose.
It's one of the great mysteries of fishing, isn't it? And if you're in a competition and you're going all right, or you're even in a state or national title, it must be pretty frustrating when you can't beat the guy next year. It's I love fishing. I've been hooked to it all my life. So pardon the pun, but 70-odd down to it, it's a lot of people on a Saturday morning down in Wentworth. And it'll build back to that, no doubt, Shannon.
It was starting to build up. We're getting really good numbers, and then COVID did hit us. And when you're sort of not around for, almost 12 months, it's sort of hard to sort of, get it back out, put it up on Facebook where most people see it. A lot of people were running into me on weekends. When are these comps going to start? So there was generally a lot of interest there. People get really excited about the comps now.
Is it land-based or you can go out in your boat?
No, so that's a lot of people don't have a boat.
True.
A lot go out real early in the morning so they can pre-register the night before and they'll hit the water sun up.
Yep.
You've got families that come along, might be husband and wife, they might have three or four kids, and they'll just... So you can go from Pomona boat ramp to the Kumi boat ramp out to Fort Courage. So we don't sort of have a limited area.
That's a fair stretch of river, yeah.
It is. So we didn't want to make it too serious. Out at Fort Courage, we were sort of more, sort of the rules, you weren't allowed to go too far either way. We just wanted it to be more fun based on people getting out, meeting people. And the kids, you know, they'll go, they can drive around to different spots, go to a nice sandbar, do whatever they want. They can actually, I give them a brag tag with my name and number so they can take a picture of their fish on the brag mat.
Yep.
Put that tag there so they can actually send me photos and I can register the fish.
So
they don't have to actually bring them in if they don't want to.
So it's, I think it's terrific. You got the young, you got kids. A lot of kids love fishing, and any kind, anyone loves a competition, whether you win or not. It's I've been in a few fishing comps, and they're a really great way to spend a few hours.
Well, once we had started the comps and we were sort of getting the people, we thought, well, make it a bit more interesting. So we do a $200 cash prize, and as long as your fish is legal size,
yep.
I've actually got a bingo wheel, so we spin that around.
Yeah.
When the number comes out, I then go through all the records of the fish I've measured. And if there's obviously only one person that got that measurement, they win that cash. If it's two or three, I put them in a hat and draw one out. And it was actually a child, a young child, that won the $200 cash last month.
You're right.
Very happy child, yes.
Well, that's fair enough too. I think
makes it a bit more interesting.
Absolutely. Now, you obviously got, well, yeah, it does. There's a couple of $100 on the line. That's, yep. That's good money to anybody. An extra $20 is pretty handy any time of the day, really. You've obviously got some good sponsors.
Yeah, well, we've always had BCF on board as well. AusTrac, we've got McGinty's Butcheries and myself, my mum and dad's Sage Grove Nursery. We yep. all chip in. My brother's Excavate business. And then the Royal Hotel Wentworth. So we've got meal vouchers. We do members draws. We do a lucky draw where you can get the St. Regis Marine as well. They give a good voucher every month. And we just, so you can have a, if you've paid your registration fee just to go fishing and you don't catch a fish, you're already in a draw to win a $50 voucher as well.
Shannon, you work full time, you're self-employed. How do you get time to do this? It's just one of those things you love.
It is one of those things I love, yes. And it's generally the Friday before and everything, and have it all organised. And it's pretty detailed on the day. People don't realise the ladies sit there, and we're doing meat raffles as well. So there's raffle tickets, merchandise. I do the fish measuring and stuff as well. It's a flat-out day, and it is really exhausting by the end. But everyone's just so grateful. Everybody thanks us. Thanks for putting it on, and they can't wait till the next one. So it's worth it.
Well, yeah, it'd be you know, thoroughly satisfying. Do you yourself get to throw a line in, though?
I have a couple of times.
Yeah.
It'd be good just to get a fish in that legal size so I could go into that draw myself. But I went out in the boat once, and it was that choppy and cold. Nobody caught a fish in the boat. So I thought I'll stick to just staying here and signing people up.
Now,
I intend to try.
Now, the caravan, well, you're in lockdown at the moment. When the lockdown restrictions are lifted and you can gather in public places and all the protocols, when do you think you'll be back up in action?
Well, I'm hoping we will have one at the, I think it'll be because, well, we don't have the Wentworth shows on or not yet, so it may be the third weekend in August we're hoping to have another one.
That's right. The Wentworth show's coming up fast too, isn't it?
Yeah, so we wouldn't want to have it on that weekend. If it's still going ahead, everyone will want to be there, but that's where we're a little bit lenient, so it's the last Saturday of the month. But if there was something on or the committee weren't there, we have it the one before.
One before, yeah. So it's a little bit,
definitely always try and have one, for sure.
So the best way to contact the Murray-Darling Junction Fishing Club the best way to do it, obviously, to head to social media page.
Yep, our Facebook page, yep, Murray-Darling Fishing Club. Social page. We generally post all our events and bits and pieces on there. You can send a message on there, and yep, we can give them all the information.
Well, Shannon, let's hope that we get out of this lockdown and we get the Wentworth show, because that would be terrible to miss that 2 years in a row as well.
I know.
That'd be shocking, actually. And then let's hope we get, you know, your fishing comp back up in early August and get it back up to the 70 entries within a few months again as the warmer weather approaches.
Exactly. I'm hoping, yeah, as it was starting to grow from that 70, don't want to get too high, but it was really good, that it would be fantastic to have that kind of number again.
Shannon,
I will get back to that.
Yeah, it'll definitely get back to that. And it's just once things up and running and everyone's pretty sick of sitting at home, I think you'll build your numbers pretty quick.
Oh, yeah.
Shannon, it's been definitely. Great. Yeah, I hope so. It's been great to have you on the program. Take care. We'll speak again as the next competition comes up, and we'll stay in contact and get some people heading back out down there on a Saturday morning.
Yeah, we definitely will. And thank you for having me, me some airtime.
No, not a problem, Shannon. You stay safe.
You too. Thanks, Damien.